You're listening to SBS News.
Josette was 16 years old when she attempted suicide.
So I started feeling overwhelmed by the amount of stress I had at school, but also I felt that I wasn't good enough, that life wasn't worth living anymore.
She says her teachers noticed something was wrong. That led to conversations that, 2 years later, the now 18-year-old university student says saved her life.
When you're asking about suicide, you're giving them the chance to speak to you about what they're feeling, and you're actually giving them the chance to talk to you and make a safety plan, buy some time, and maybe even save a life.
Australia's leading mental health and suicide prevention groups say more lives could be saved if people would talk openly about suicide. Together, Beyond Blue, the Black Dog Institute, Every Mind, Headspace, Lifeline, Reach Out and Are You OK have launched the You Can Talk campaign. Beyond Blue Chief Executive Georgie Harmon says they want to spark honest conversations about suicide.
We're here today with a very simple message to the community, and that message is you can talk about suicide. You can talk about suicide safely. You can talk about suicide by asking very direct questions.
The collaboration follows a University of Melbourne study that found half of people believed it was necessary to be a mental health professional to be able to help a person at risk of suicide. About 2 in 5 believed talking about it could make things worse. People are being encouraged to look out for friends, family members and co-workers. Are You OK? Chief Executive Brendan Maher says they may notice worrying changes in behaviour.
You know, maybe they're not returning their calls. Maybe they're not turning up to drinks on a Friday. Maybe they're not turning up to footy training. Maybe they're not taking any pride in their appearance anymore. Whatever it might be that is unusual for the person that you know.
Lifeline Chief Executive Bob Gilkes says people should be open about their concerns.
The starting point is simply to sit with them, to be open and to listen. And we encourage a direct question around, are you feeling suicidal?
Indigenous suicide rates are 4 times higher than those for non-Indigenous people. National Indigenous Critical Response Service project leader Adele Cox says she is concerned mental health services may not be sufficiently resourced to respond.
I think workforce capacity issues are a huge, factor at play. Being able to, take on the added load if, people are fronting up to mental health services particularly.
On average, 8 Australians will commit suicide today. Another 200 will try it. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.